We're visiting with CHS President and CEO Jay Debertine. Thanks for joining us. Let's reflect on the second quarter results.
Well, we're reporting earnings through our through our second quarter in our current fiscal year, and we really have kind of a tale of two parts of the company. One part of the company, which is our energy segment, still really feeling the impacts from the global pandemic. The entire energy industry is with reduced demands across the globe. While our demands are relatively strong because we're serving the agricultural and rural areas, which really haven't seen a big demand decrease, we are impacted by the conditions across the world within energy supplies. So those really impacted negatively our energy returns. And then in addition, we really had some high costs associated with complying with the renewable fuel standard. Which is CHS is a strong supporter of renewable fuels, both in ethanol into gasoline and biodiesel, and have been for decades. But yet we're required to comply with the renewable fuel standards and therefore are required to buy renewable fuels credits. And those costs really are exorbitant right now, which is a negative to our earnings. On the other hand, on our ag segment, really seen a nice quarter, nice results. You know, trade conditions are open, and we're really seeing the benefit of the supply chain to the farmer, all the way to the customers around the world, really working efficiently. And that's translated to really nice performance, record volumes through our facilities, with grain movement going very, very strong. And on top of that, some of the other components for our agricultural segment, like crop nutrient products and crop protection products, really strong quarters for those products. You know, we started with a really nice fall last year in harvest that gave us a really good start, and since then it's just really continued. And now we're at the doorstep to spring, and we really we're looking forward to a great spring. It seems to be opening up early in lots of areas, but we also are carefully watching some areas that could use some rain. And drought conditions are concerning to us in some of those areas, but it's early. It's early in spring, and so we're hopeful.
CHS had record grain and oilseed volume increases. What are you seeing in these international markets, and what does that mean for your members?
So I think it means good things for our members. You know, the world trade conditions are back open, frankly, after the last few years where there was just barriers in a number of ways put up. And by a number of players. So we're seeing them wide open. You know, one thing that's been the case all through this is the U.S. farmer can compete very well around the world, So when we see trade borders being open, we're right there with the farmers that own us and their products available to the customers around the world, and it's going really strong. Our shipments to Asia and throughout the world are record setting for us as a company, and it's just great to see for U.S. agriculture.
With the strong market, it looks like farmers are reinvesting in the crop. What has that meant for crop inputs, that side of the business?
So it's going to be yet to be seen because we're just really at the doorstep to spring. But we really think, you know, with these high commodity prices that that farmers are going to be taking good care of that crop and want to see yield, you know, at really the optimal point. So we really expect to see people be careful and judicious in terms of crop inputs that they use to make sure the yield is there. But also, you know, farmers are good stewards of the land, and that means they are careful with the products they put on the land. They've always been good stewards of their land, and so that will be into their thinking as well.
Earlier on, you talk about the RINs and how expensive they are right now. How long do you anticipate that remaining expensive?
Yeah, I mean, you know, CHS has two ethanol plants, and like I said, we've been blending ethanol into gasoline back when it was called gasohol. So we have a long history. We're optimistic. We think as gasoline demand comes back in the United States, as COVID restrictions are lifted and people are back out there, that's going to be good for ethanol demands. So we're optimistic about the outlook for that industry. The renewable fuels credits, on the other hand, is something we're really concerned about because it is a cost for us to do business, and it's really hard to see how those prices come down, but they really need to because it's just hampering all of us in that business, even those of us that are strong supporters of renewable fuels.
What's the outlook for the balance of the fiscal year?
Yeah, we think for all of our parts of our business, including the energy segment, we think the outlook from an industry perspective just steadily gets better. We're seeing demands come up across the globe as vaccines roll out and people are able to get back in slowly to the ways of how they want to live their lives and move around in the ways that they want to. And all that leads to, energy demands returning to more normal levels, which is what we're looking for. So we have a really, really good outlook coming up. We're not through the woods on this, right? I mean, we all know that there's any number of factors that could come into play. So it still requires safety on all our parts and following protocol so that we come through this. But I'd like to say that we're in the fourth quarter.
We didn't talk a lot about policy, and I know the co-op members, there's a lot more other things to focus on in the business. But with a lot of changes happening in Washington, D.C., how does that impact a co-op like CHS?
Well, it does in any number of ways. We look at ourselves as being a voice for farmers across the United States in Washington to represent their views. As we all know, the agricultural led voices in Washington D.C. just continue to go down as legislature changes are made. So we look at ourselves as being an important voice around things like the Farm Bill, and believe it or not, there'll be a new one coming in not too many more years, as well as other trade related policy that we work hard to make sure that the farmers' interests are being represented, that trade borders need to stay open. And that's good for U.S. That's good for U.S. agriculture. So we try to be at the table in all those kinds of settings on behalf of the U.S. farmer, not just on behalf of CHS, but on behalf of the farmer, to represent those views and encourage trade policies and other policies that are good for the farmer.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so. I think that was we're really seeing a year that I think. We definitely had some impacts of COVID, but our outlook is ever improving.